भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमः 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 भगवते वासुदेवाय
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Son of Jona Punished, text number
38.
Krishna is advising that he should be killed. First he says, a kshatriya doesn't kill an intoxicated person, an insane person, someone who's asleep, nor a boy or a woman. Next he says, someone who maintains his existence at the cost of others' lives deserves to be killed for his own well-being. Otherwise, he will go down by his action. The Prabhupada says in the purport, a death sentence for the murderer is the lowest possible punishment offered to him. Then in this verse, Krishna is saying, furthermore, I have personally heard you promise Draupadi that you will bring forth the head of the killers, of the killer of her sons. This man is an assassin and murderer of your own family members. Not only that, but he has also dissatisfied his master. He is but the burnt remnants of his family. Kill him immediately. Sri Goswami said, although Krishna, who was examining Arjuna, Pariksit, being examined, Pariksita, Pariksita, in the Sanskrit it means, was examining Arjuna in religion, encouraged Arjuna to kill the son of Dronacharya. Arjuna, a great soul, did not like the idea of killing him, although Asatthama was a heinous murderer of Arjuna's family members. Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Upakaramaya Dadati Saparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Araita Gadadha Shri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So killing someone who is tied up and captured wasn't attractive to Arjuna. He wanted to bring him to his brother and his brothers, Yudhisthira, because their sons were also killed. But they should have help make a decision what to do with them. And so this is what Arjuna decides to do. Krishna was giving him sanction to kill him, but he didn't order him. He told him, you promised you were going to kill him, now if you want, you can kill him. But Arjuna, still, it was his decision to make. Just like sometimes Prabhupada ordered us, and sometimes he gave us a choice. So it was something like that. Krishna wanted to see if Arjuna was soft-hearted. Because he definitely had affection for Dronacharya. He was his military teacher, and Dronacharya was very inclined to Arjuna. He considered him as his favorite or his best student. And so there was some bond of affection there. So naturally that carried over to Asvatthama, who was his friend. He was also the son of Dronacharya. They must have had many experiences together, Asvatthama and Arjuna, when they were being trained up by Dronacharya. Much association there must have been. So Arjuna was a little hesitant just to kill him while he was tied up, cut off his head. So instead he brought him back to the camp. So the testing, this is the point Prabhupada is making in the purport. We can expect we'll have to be tested. So many severe tests were there for so many devotees, like Bali Maharaj. He was tested, everything was taken from him, he was tied up, he was left, Krishna was leaving him. And still he was calling out in a very devotional way the name of the Lord. So by that he passed the test, Krishna became attracted to him. Captivated by his call. Prahlad Maharaj, were sorely tested by having to tolerate his father's cruelty without any mood of retaliation. Then the Lord saw that this boy is really a pure devotee, and so he came to protect him. So others don't pass the test, and they have to remain in the material world, or remain. But still, another chance will come, and again they can be tested. If like on our path, this bhakti mark, this sadhana bhakti, we may sometimes fail a test. And we should take that as impetus, though, to see how disqualified we are, to bring us to the point of actually becoming humble, not being proud of our advancement or capacity or qualification, but to examine where our fault is. When we become cool-headed, sometime in a mode of passion, mode of ignorance, we may perform some sinful activity. But then, when we become sober, well, then we should see, well, what is that I did? And resolve not to do it again, and to take some precaution, to make a plan, not to allow ourselves to be in that situation where we can be tempted. Lord Jesus also mentioned it. Lead us not into temptation. So that we can do with our inner mode of goodness, with a cool-headed plan, we can avoid the occasion of sin. Don't bring ourselves to a point where we can be, where we may fail a test until we become stronger. Because if we become very strong, then the Maya will no longer be able to dissuade us from our path, like Haridas Thakur. He was so strong in his devotion that he could live alone and even have the association of the most beautiful prostitute, or Mayadevi herself, on another occasion, and not be in anxiety about it, not be really tempted. He was never really attracted to that feature of the Lord's energy, although she was enticing him with beautiful gestures and so on. But he was experiencing a higher taste by chanting the holy name. He was actually experiencing a higher taste. So then it was no longer a temptation. So for somebody like Haridas Thakur, somebody like Srila Prabhupada, then they've already passed the test. It's not really being tested anymore. They're just saving the different soul, just like Haridas Thakur saved that prostitute. He could have left. He said, I would have left yesterday. I was due to leave. I was planning to leave. But because you came to me, then I've stayed the next 2 or 3 days just to save her. So when we're at that level, then we don't have to worry about avoiding temptation, because nothing will tempt us. But we can't imitate that level. That's the sahaja. Sahaja tendency is there that we take it cheaply, that we think that we're more advanced than we are, and then we can make a program for sinning on the strength of chanting, which of course Prabhupada mentions is the most serious offense, to commit sinful activity on the strength of chanting. It's not a very complicated thing. If we're serious, sincere, Krishna will help us pass the test. We'll learn from it. And we'll learn even if we fail. But that's the second class. Because failing means that we unnecessarily cause ourselves to suffer. We abuse ourselves. It's like masturbation. A man can masturbate. But really, he's abusing himself. He's trying to take some pleasure. And so by that act, he becomes degraded and suffers, clearly suffers. But because the senses are so strong, again, he may do like that. But if he's intelligent, then he'll see that this is not really making me happy. It simply disturbs my mind, makes me feel morose. So let me think about these things while I'm being tempted. But the mind is so tricky that it won't bring these thoughts when we need them. Therefore, Jiva Goswami prays, you know, we should see where this sinful desire is going to take us. We pray to the Lord, please, Krishna, give me the intelligence, give me the insight that I can see, or the realization, what will happen if I indulge this material desire. It's like Megrahi the hunter. He when he was able to see that killing these animals was going to cause him to suffer, then he could give it up. So similarly, we should see where these material desires are going to take us. And then we won't be attracted. We won't be attracted to abusing ourselves or to abusing others. This is really the sins that we have to overcome. We want to go to the spiritual world. We have to give up this tendency to abuse ourselves. And we have to give up the tendency to abuse others. So we can do that by giving ourselves Krishna and giving others Krishna. Allowing ourselves to be open for Krishna's inspiration, Krishna's guidance. And that means serving Krishna. If we are sincerely serving Krishna, then Krishna will be happy to guide us how we can improve our service. We serve the spiritual master, the spiritual master will be happy to show us what is really pleasing to him. Then we won't be in a position to abuse ourselves. Rather, we'll be helping ourselves by taking up the devotional service at every moment. And similarly, if our motive is to help others, then we won't take any pleasure from abusing them. That's just the opposite. In this world, however, this is what passes for pleasure. We're looking for a victim to exploit for our sense gratification. Cheaters and the cheated. So this world is such a nasty place that devotees like Gaur Kishore Babaji, they don't want anything to do with it. They just withdraw from this nasty place and they perform their sadhana, bhajan kutir. They try to keep everybody away. Don't bother me. I just want to chant Hare Krishna. But the Goshtananani, the preacher, has to go into this nasty place. This is where the living entities are in the cities, and they are all cheaters. So we have to be alert not to be cheated by them and not to have a spirit of retaliation. Even if they do cheat us, not to think, oh, I'm going to cheat them back. Then we become implicated. We should try to very carefully to avoid being cheated, not to be exploited by others, not to be victimized by others. At the same time, we don't want to victimize anyone because that will implicate us. That's just the opposite of the mood of the preacher. Just the opposite of compassion is to make someone else suffer. So we've been conditioned like this since time immemorial. Like Megrahi the hunter, we take pleasure out of making others suffer. Or we take pleasure out of abusing ourselves. So we have to give up this kind of conditioning. And that's possible by taking Krishna consciousness. Then we'll always be alert how to benefit others, how to benefit ourselves in a real sense by being Krishna conscious. Then we can give up these conditionings. So this is the program. It's not complicated, but it's difficult because of our bad habits, our bad conditioning. But Krishna consciousness is so strong that even this lust and greed and anger can be changed into spiritual activities. If we are fortunate enough to meet the devotees who can train us in this, just like lust. A lusty man is very enthusiastic. Where is this woman I can enjoy? So the devotee should also be very enthusiastic. How I can serve Krishna. So if he uses that same enthusiasm for serving Krishna instead of serving his senses, then he can overcome lust. Otherwise, this is the big stumbling block. Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samubhava. When Arjuna asks Krishna, what is it that forces us to act even against our own better judgment, against our own self-interest? And Krishna explains, kama, lust. So, we have to become cool-headed to see that this lust is our enemy. Prabhupada used to sometimes in the early letters call Mr. Lust. When devotee Hari Griva brothers, they were complaining how that they were being victimized by lust. So Prabhupada would say, has Mr. Lust been disturbing you? So, okay, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
What is actually different between full faith and blind following in blind way? Like, we have this verse here that Krishna said to Arjuna, kill him immediately. And just, you know, from, I can understand different tests, but when Krishna says to his devotee, just do this, without any, just you know, it was very clear, just kill him immediately. And Arjuna didn't do this. And here Prabhupada says in next purport that this was test for Arjuna. So where is this balance between full faith and following in blind way? Just, you know, we have some authorities also, we have like gurus or just, you know, superiors, and here even Krishna.
All I can say is that Arjuna was already a self-realized devotee. He had heard Bhagavad Gita. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Tesham sarata yuktanam bhajatam pratipurakam dadami buri yogantam. He said, I'll give you the intelligence. You can come to me. So Arjuna used his intelligence, his spiritual intelligence, to see that Krishna was testing him. And so he didn't. It would have been easy to do that. It was harder for him not to do it. But he was following the Lord in the heart. And then we see that Krishna wasn't dissatisfied with that. So that's what a test means. I think that if Arjuna had killed Aswatthama right away, Krishna wouldn't have been displeased. But he would be more pleased that Arjuna became thoughtful and didn't act in a mode of passion, but decided to get consultation from his superiors, like Yudhisthira. And the whole battle was fought over Yudhisthira to make him the emperor during the war. I mean, Yudhisthira was considered as the authority or the superior. So, why not consult him before you decide? He was like Arjuna's authority.
But still, Krishna is like ultimate authority for all devotees.
Yeah, but you have to understand what Krishna wants. So Arjuna understood that Krishna wanted, even he said one thing, but he wanted something else. That's the test. No, I probably would have killed him because of my nature, if Krishna had told me. But still, it's hard. I mean, in other words, Arjuna was living with Krishna for so long. He spoke to Bhagavad Gita. He showed him the universal form. He knew he was God. So then we have to conclude that Arjuna could understand the real purpose of the Lord. Even though he spoke like that, and he had a higher purpose. In other words, Arjuna, he was making clear to Arjuna, you have a right to kill him. That should be established first of all. If you don't kill him, that means you're showing mercy. So Arjuna decided to show mercy. And at the end, then Krishna also indicates that better not to kill him, just cut off his sika. Because when they brought him back to the camp, there was contradiction. Bhima wanted to kill him. Draupadi didn't want to. She said, no, he's the son. And so Arjuna had to decide what to do. Then Krishna gave some indication. You can kill him or not kill him. So that's really what Krishna wanted to do with him. So Arjuna knew that. I mean, we can't know that because we're not Arjuna. But Arjuna knew he was being tested somehow. Because of his experience with Krishna. That's the only explanation I can give, is because of Arjuna's, like Prabhupada mentions that too, because Arjuna is a very exalted devotee. So he could know better what was the real purpose of the Lord. Otherwise, if Krishna comes and tells us, we should just do it. That's the purpose of the lesson. And we're on the level of Arjuna. One time they were on a plane.